Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck Podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Here's the set and the pitch. Line drive caught at third. Double play at second base. That's it. This one belongs to the Razorbacks. Sprague Lott caught White's line drive and doubles off Braswell at second base. He hits into his third double play of the series, and the Razorbacks sweep LSU.
That was the game winner from Friday night, part of a three-game sweep for the baseball Razorbacks over the LSU Tigers. It was fun at Baum Stadium. Big crowds, great weather, talk of the town, and that's where we begin on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. We have a full plate today. So I'm just going to get right down to work. Hogs sweep LSU. They're still the consensus number one in the country today. They had to come from behind to win all three of these games. And for me, that was the best part.
Now they respond, number one, and that's a sign of a good team. When you come back like that, a sign of a good team, you don't roll over. You're down 4-1 today, you know, and lefty's cruising a little bit out there, and you already won the first two games. We just kept fighting, you know. We wanted to win the game. And one of the things I talked about, I don't talk to them very long after the game. Can't hear out there anyway. It's loud and windy and people are screaming. So I just kind of say a few things and get out of there. But one of the things I said was I was really proud of the way they, you know, they got down three runs and they just came in and took care of business. You know, I just wanted to score one. I just want to flip the momentum a little bit. We end up getting four hits in an inning in a row. So, yeah, we've done that a few times this year. It's been really – really good feeling in the dugout.
As we saw in the series opener, when Hagan Smith pitched on Thursday night, even when your best is going and you're playing a good team, there are times when they're going to get the lead. I mean, LSU had the lead early in the series opener on Thursday night. Hogs came back. Same thing happened on Friday. And then Saturday, down 4-1, they come back and win the game. That's one of the marks of a great team. I'll tell you what else is the mark of a great team, and this is why I think Arkansas is really good. Their infield defense is very, very good. I hesitate to use the term, you know, great, but I'll tell you it's been great so far in conference play particularly. They're at 988 defensively right now in conference play, which is championship level. I think their infield defense – is what gives them a chance to really be great. You know, there were some plays on Saturday in the series finale that they made look routine. You know, there was a play in the fifth inning. Arkansas had scored three runs in the bottom of the fourth to tie the game. LSU's got a guy on first, and they had a hitter that smoked one down the third baseline. Sprague Lott makes the play, goes to second for one, back to first, double play, inning over. I mean, that's a big-time play right there. And then the double play that ended the game where they hit the line drive and Sprague Lott caught it and threw to Stovall at second base. They made those plays look routine. McLaughlin, you know, running down in foul territory in the sixth inning to make that grab. They made them all look easy. None of them were. To me, as I've watched college baseball over the years, what separates a championship team from a team that may even get to Omaha is the ability or the inability to avoid giving the other guys extra outs. And sometimes you can give teams extra outs without necessarily making an error. Say you've got a runner at first with one out, hot shot to third. Third baseman knocks it down, bobbles it, recovers, gets the guy out at first. There's no error, but the runner advances. And if the next guy gets a base hit and drives him in, it turns into a very big play. You don't see it in the box score. It's not a charged error. But you're giving the team an extra out. When Arkansas had chances over the weekend to turn double plays, they turned them. There was no bobble. They fielded it cleanly. They made a good throw to second. And the relay to first was on the money. That's the way you play championship defense. Now, I'm not sure just yet if they're quite at that level in the outfield. We'll find out as we go along. There have been a few fly balls out there that turned into adventures. But infield-wise, I think they're very good, and I think that gives them a chance to win a whole lot of ball games as we move through the season. Well, how many of you got up early and went to watch the Razorback football team scrimmage on Saturday? You'll have another chance this week, and then the spring game coming up on April 13th. It sounds like that the defense might have gotten the better of the offense on Saturday. I don't pay any attention to any of that because it varies from day to day. Coach Pittman, in fact, said that, you know, Tuesday was the offense's day. So, you know, you can have changes in that from week to week, day to day. I wonder about the quarterback spot still. Not who's going to be the quarterback, but how that position's going to play out. This was Talon Green, who's apparently going to be the guy.
I've loved it, you know, every single second, just being out of the community, seeing everybody, the fans and all that. I'm just getting to know these two people and the whole team. Like, it's been awesome. I've enjoyed my time, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm grateful for everybody accepting me into their family, you know. Every single team's different. There wasn't no, like, oh, he's a new guy. They're like, okay, it's time to go. It's time to ball. That's what I love, you know. Even these two, we're in the locker room. We're laughing, giggling, just telling jokes, all of that. So it's pretty cool. Getting better each and every day. I mean, it's not going to be perfection, but, you know, that's our standard. And that's what we're reaching, you know. Like Jacoby said, we started out fast, you know, but, you know, we need to finish. You know, we got to be consistent with that. That's the one thing that, you know, we're going to look at the film and just look at the little details, because I feel like there was nothing that the defense did that stopped us. It was just us making the mistakes. You know, we just got to get cleaned up in the film room and come back next practice and correct them.
Now, from what I understand, from the people I talk to who really know, this guy throws a nice deep ball. I mean, it's really nice. Needs probably some work on some of the shorter crossing routes. To me, that's important. I know that, you know, Bobby Petrino spent a lot of time coordinating offenses since he left Arkansas, and I will admit that I've not watched them as closely as certainly I did when he was the head coach here. But the one thing that I do remember is how many first downs, how many big plays the Razorbacks got on those short crossing routes, those drag routes, the underneath route, when some of the other guys went a little bit deeper down the field. You know, I think about Jarius Wright and Joe Adams. Again, sometimes it was first down, sometimes it was big plays, sometimes it was touchdowns, just off those short drag routes. Got to be able to throw those. I'm going to be interested to see. In fact, when it comes to Talon Green, quite frankly, that's the thing I'm going to be watching most closely between now and the season opener and then on into the season, because I do remember very well what a staple that was of the Razorback offense the last time Bobby Petrino was calling the plays. And if he can run that, or I guess the better way to put it would be if he can throw that, you know, that becomes a big, big part of what you do. If he can't, maybe it limits you in terms of what you can call. So I think that's important, and it bears watching as we move through the remainder of the spring. I want to pause just for a second, talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. You know, it's important, whichever side of the table you're on, it's important whoever you partner with listens to what you have to say. That was important to me. And that's why Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, turned out to be my long-term partners, not just once, but repeatedly, because they understood what I was after. First, as a first-time home buyer, I'll never forget it. And then as a first-time home seller, your needs are different. I knew exactly what I had to do and exactly what I had to have. And they listened, and they came up with a plan, and they presented that plan to me. And it worked, to be honest with you. They understood everything that was in the plan. I thought it looked good because I didn't know any better. What I found out was that they were able to guide me through every step of all the phases, selling, buying, doing it again. And they got me from contract to close. And if you've ever bought or sold a home, you know there's a difference between the contract and the close. You got to get from point A to point B. That may be what they do best. Now, Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company's got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. They're in the River Valley and Fort Smith. You've heard us talk about their new office in Branson. And they've got a wide selection of homes. You can check it out online at WeickerGriffin.com.
You heard it here first. Give me the hogs, Chuck. Fool Pig Suey. You hear?
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Page three, as the late, great Paul Harvey would say. The NCAA basketball tournament. Everybody's an NC State fan.
It's Burns. Floats it up and in. It's banger after banger for DJ Burns.
He can hang with the best of them.
And his dad has had fantastic reactions throughout the game.
I guess more accurately, it would be fair to say everybody's a DJ Burns fan, the big fellow for North Carolina State. To me, he's Oliver Miller. He's Oliver Miller, you know, 30 years later. He has fun playing. Big guy, soft touch, good passer, knows how to play the game. His team's winning. Everybody's fallen in love with the guy. I have too. I'm pulling for him. I'm pulling for NC State. I don't know if we really appreciate what NC State has done to get here. Unless you followed it closely, you may not realize they've played nine straight sudden-death games, and they've won them all. They went into the ACC tournament 17-14. They had to win five games in 5 days. They were in the same position the Razorbacks were in. There was no reason to believe they were going to win that tournament. They won five games in 5 days, and now they've won four more consecutively. Nine games. The season's over if you lose. This is Jay Billis.
NC State going to the Final Four this year is the most amazing thing I have ever seen in basketball. You know, I was a freshman in 1983 when NC State won the national championship, but that wasn't as amazing as this is. NC State this year was 17-14 heading into the ACC tournament, and they were playing on Tuesday, and they had to win five games. It wasn't even a thought of any rational basketball person that the Wolfpack would win the ACC tournament. And they did it. Mike O'Connell hits, a 40-footer with time expiring against Virginia after a missed free throw. They're down three, and he banks it in. And they go to overtime, wind up winning the game. And that was in the semifinals. And they beat North Carolina and move on to the tournament. You're thinking they're going to be emotionally and physically drained. Nobody can do that and just bounce back. And then they got a Thursday game, and they beat Texas Tech. You know, they get to the Sweet 16. Then they're in the Elite Eight, and they're playing Duke, a team they had beaten in the ACC tournament. And you're thinking, well, it's got to end sometime. And it never ends. They had lost 7 of 9 headed into that Tuesday of the ACC tournament. What Kevin Keats and his team have done is absolutely remarkable. It's the wildest ride I've ever seen in basketball, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. It's fantastic.
Now, I don't know if they can beat Purdue. I mean, Purdue, Zach Edey, the way they played against Tennessee, you get that ball on the low block to Edey, it's good night. Now, the one thing that NC State might be able to do with Burns is make Edey go left. But, you know, as I say all that, I think in my mind what I said just a few moments ago. They've played nine straight sudden-death games. Season's over if you don't win. They've won them all. I wouldn't bet against them.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So who'd you have on the Bet Saracen app? We talked about all these games. Were they your picks? You know, if you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you're really missing out. It's Vegas, Arkansas style. You know, they had opportunities for you to wager on that baseball series, Razorback players, all kinds of stuff. It's what makes it fun, and it's what makes it Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. Now, clearly, the NCAA basketball tournament is what's fueling everything right now, and they're ready for you. At the Bet Saracen app, you got great matchups on Saturday. We talked about Purdue and NC State. Alabama's going to play UConn. Can Bama beat UConn? Will UConn cover? You know, they can help you. They can help you arrive at a decision by the time we get to Saturday at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. Hey, got to mention my man Taylor Moore before we get away today. Finished second at the Houston Open over the weekend. He was a shot off the lead when the day ended. The winner shot 12 under. Taylor was part of a group that shot 11 under. There were five of them. He won $553,000 for his trouble. Not a bad weekend of work there for Taylor Moore. I think sometimes, and I say this because I had a chance to meet Taylor this past basketball season. Coach Z brought him down, and I had a chance to meet him there at the basketball game. I don't know that we realize how big a fan some of our players on one team, how big football or basketball fans they are if they play for another team. He was front and center at the basketball game last night. I know he's a big football fan and obviously a great Razorback golfer and has turned into a great pro, and glad to see him have such a great weekend. All right, that's enough. Man, that's a lot on a Monday, but it was a busy weekend. It's going to be a busy week. We'll watch it all. We'll talk on Wednesday. Until the middle of the week, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.